This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information. It's time for a community interview on MPR.
Okay, this song's called The Mobile Line. Well, did you ever take a trip up along the Mobile Line? Hey, Lordy, Mama, Mama, hey, Lordy, Papa, we're talking about the Mobile Line. It's the road to ride to ease your troubling mind. Well, I got a letter, and this is the way it read. Hey, Lordy, Mama, Mama, hey, Lordy, Papa, Papa, talking about the way it read. Come home, your loving girl is dead. So I packed my suitcase and bundled up my clothes. Hey, Lordy, Mama, Mama, hey, Lordy, Papa, Papa, talking about bundling clothes. When I got there, she was lying on the cooling floor. So they took my baby, honey, to the burying ground. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Lordy, Mama, Mama. Hey, Lordy, Papa, Papa. Talking about the burying ground. Yeah, you ought to hear me holler when they lay her down. Don't bury on buddy at all. Hey, Lordy, Mama, Mama. Hey, Lordy, Papa, Papa. Talking about the bury at all. Just pickle my bones, baby, and I'll get home. Yes, did you ever take a trip up along the Mobile Line? Hey, Lordy, Mama, Mama. Hey, Lordy, Papa, Papa. Talking about the Mobile Line. Didn't do to ride to ease your troubling mind. Yes, it's the road to ride to ease your troubling mind.
That was the sound of Neil Warboys from the Hog Snort Bulldogs Good Time Band. All the names of the bands colliding in my head, who are coming to the Globe Theatre right here in Palmerston North on October the 5th. So, good morning, Neil. Thank you very much for coming in and playing as a song to start.
Yeah, my absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Very cool. We don't usually start community interviews with a song, but I thought, you know, since you brought the guitar and everything, we might as well have a blast. So, I guess the first thing to say is that, I mean, I had the names all collide in my head when I was trying to do the intro. This is like an amalgam of kind of two famous New Zealand bands that are touring kind of as a unit, right?
That's right, yeah, yeah. So the two bands are Hogsnort Rupert and Bulldogs All-Star Good Time Band. The Hogsnort Rupert, which was originally called the Hogsnort Rupert's original Flaggin Band, came out in the late 1960s, so 67, 68, 69, around about then. And the main protagonists in that band, Dave Luther and Alec Wishart, had both immigrated to New Zealand as 10-pound poms. They were both electricians. They were jobs that were needed in the country, and so they came with that tradition of skiffle music. And in fact, Dave had played in skiffle bands in and around London. He was from London.
And so, like, skiffle is, I don't know if people are quite as connected to that bit of music history as they used to be, but skiffle is kind of the musical roots of a lot of the British invasion bands, like the Rolling Stones and the Beatles.
Exactly, yes, that's right. I think it took the UK by storm, and the music came out of the States. People like Lead Belly and other predominantly African-American blues singers. This was the genesis of skiffle music, if you like, and it's sort of the big music in the UK, I guess, in the 1950s was jazz and forms of jazz, and so skiffle sort of took it by the throat a wee bit.
I mean, it's sort of a bit like the appeal of punk in that you didn't need to have maybe quite such a virtuosic level of musicianship in order to play it, and also the instruments themselves were easier to get hold of. So it was much easier to put together a skiffle band out of, like, you and a few mates than it would be to try and do that with a jazz band.
Yes, definitely. The bass was a tea chest, and so as the sound box, and a broom handle and a piece of string, basically, and which is what we use in jug bands and similar bands like that today. The percussion was predominantly a washboard. So both these things, well, the washboard was found out in the back washhouse.
Mm.
And you put thimbles on your fingers, and there were thimbles in the house from people doing sewing and darning their socks, which is what everyone used to do, especially after the Second World War and the shortage of everything. So thimbles on your fingers, striking the washboard, getting that percussive sound, the tea chest bass, and then whatever else you could find for skiffle music. It was a guitar or a banjo, whatever, again, something upstairs. They also have, if it was a piano around, they'd play, use the piano as well. And, you know, one of the big artists in the UK that came out of that was Lonnie Donegan, and he started as a skiffle player, doing things like the Rock Island Line, songs like that, and but eventually crossed over into pop music with My Old Man's a Dustman and songs like that. But he came from out for that skiffle. Then, as was said, the Beatles, there's pictures of the early Beatles with tea chest bass and a washboard. Well, not, they weren't called the Beatles then. I think they were called something else. But yeah, and jug band music, which is Bulldogs came out of, and that's also coming from America, but more from the big boom in folk music in the late 50s, early 60s, and jug band was a subset of that, and there was a group that was called the Jim Queskin Jug Band, and there were LPs you could buy, and so jug band started in New Zealand around in the 60s. The Band of Hope Jug Band being one of the most famous ones. But I think here in Palmerston North, it was Railway Pie. That was something like 1968 when they first formed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's quite iconic. And they're still around, but they're all based – most of the players now are based up in Whangarei, up that area. And they've just put out a new record. In fact, there's a – you can go – RN, the Radio New Zealand's got a – there's a blog there somewhere about that – their latest record. But, yeah, so Bulldogs came out of jug band music. Yeah.
And you were saying before we started the recording that it was one of the members of Hogsnort Rupert that was actually managing you guys, because you came from the Bulldogs side of the equation.
Yeah.
And so that relationship kind of goes right back to the genesis of that band almost.
That's right, yeah. So Bulldogs was very – we became sort of famous, if you like, through winning a TV talent quest called New Faces in 1973. And Dave Luther, who was the main writer of the Hogsnort Rupert, had some huge hits. And I think one of their hits, Pretty Girl, it still sold the most number of records in New Zealand pop music history. So Dave used to call, when they started doing these hit records, he'd call the music skiffle pop, which is nice. It's a nice blend. So Dave saw us playing in town and suggested us going on the TV show and helped write the song that we won the competition with. And he subsequently became our manager when we decided to go professional, because we'd had these two top 10 hits, which we did. And so there was a link there. And then the band broke up at the early 75. Olivia, my wife, and I, we headed off overseas for 2 or 3 years, just, you know, doing stuff, and came back in 3 or 4 years later. And Kevin Finlater, who was the guitarist and bass player in Bulldogs, and Dave Luther had started a music shop in Porirua, and I was teaching in Porirua at the same time. And so around about that time, in the early 80s, Dave decided to resurrect Hogsnort Rupert and play service clubs and theatres and do things like that, a bit like what we're doing now. Mm. But this was just straight Hogsnort Rupert. And I joined that band with Kevin. So there's two Bulldogs in this Hogsnort, the reformed Hogsnort, with Alec Wishart as the lead singer. Sadly, Alex passed away in 2016. And so this band is an amalgam of the two bands, which allows a good mix of the two different repertoires.
Mm. Yeah, and I mean, you know, that's a powerful snapshot both of like New Zealand music history, but also through those bands into the roots music, which are like powerful bits of popular music history generally, right? Mm.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think. It's pretty interesting being in a band that has hit records, because we never tried to do that. We just had some songs we enjoyed playing, and we wrote a few songs, so which was great. I think that was happening a lot in New Zealand in the early 70s. Bands were finding their voice and finally sort of throwing off the yoke of covering UK and American songs, and so we were part of that, which was fantastic. Yeah,
absolutely. So can you tell me a little bit more about the precise lineup you're touring with? Because I've seen the posters, and there's a couple of people I think are interesting on there.
Okay, yeah. Well, so the lineup is. And it's changed. It keeps changing as people move and go. But the key members of the band, like Kevin Finlater, who was in Bulldogs with me on bass, Dave Luther, who was the leader of Hogsnort Rupert, playing guitar and ukulele, harmonica. Then there's me from Bulldogs, the lead singer, and I'm playing banjo, guitar, mandolin, harmonica, kazoo.
Everything all at once.
And one of the songs I do play everything just about at once. And that's a lot of fun. And then we've got on keyboards, it's a key difference between Hogsnort and Bulldogs to a certain extent. We never had a keyboard player in Bulldogs, and Hogsnort's always enjoyed having a keyboard player. So it's great to have. And we've got Andrew London, he's playing keyboards at the moment. Andrew may be well known, him and Kirsten, his wife, they play as the Andrew London duo. They play around New Zealand. They've been playing professionally for the last sort of 20 years.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've seen Andrew a number of times. I've done sound for Andrew, actually, because right. He came and played at folk festivals that I was working at. But better known as a guitarist probably than a keyboard player.
That's
so
right.
It's interesting to see him in that different context.
He is an amazing musician and a wonderful singer as well. And so the show is, the show starts with the Andrew London duo, which is Andrew and his wife Kirsten playing. She plays bass, wonderful bass player.
Mm, and they do gorgeous bass as well, the actual physical thing. She's got one of those Beatle basses. It's
the Hoffman
very
bass,
pretty, yeah.
Yeah. And they get on, they do about 20 minutes or so to start the show off, and then we come on and do the rest of the first half, and then we have a little break and carry on. So the rest of the band is, we've got Evan on the drums. So we've got a wonderful drummer who's a great timekeeper and creative player. And then we've got Dave Allen, who is lead guitarist. So that's the makeup of the band, yeah.
Mm. Fantastic. Well, so I guess, I mean, you mentioned that you had a couple of top 10 singles. Do you want to just remind people what those were? Because I think the thing about Pretty Girl, the Hogsnort Rupert song, is it took a sec of gears turning, but then I could hear it in my head. You know, like it's one of those songs that's just kind of gone into the background and is kind of everywhere, but you don't necessarily notice that you know it.
Yeah.
And I suspect that the Bulldogs are kind of like that as well.
Wee bit, yeah. So the two big hits that Hogsnort Rupert had were Pretty Girl, Can I Take You Home? And the other one was Auntie Alice Brought Us This. So that was more of a novelty song, but still a great song. Auntie Alice Brought Us This. And but really a humorous song, because there's a lot of humor in both these bands. So we have a lot of fun on stage, and hopefully the audience picks up on that fun as well and enjoys that, and that seems to be the experience. The two big hits that Bulldogs had were Miss September, mm-hmm. Written by John Donoghue. He was a member of the band. Yeah, wonderful little song. You'd never get away with it now, I think, because it's actually about a centrefold from Playboy magazine, Miss September. But it's actually a whimsical song. It's not at all salacious in any way. So that was our big hit, big kazoo in there. Miss mm-hmm. September, you came into my life. And the other one was Everyone Knows, a song called Everyone Knows, and that was a collaboration of Kevin writing the verse, Tony Hooper, who was guitarist, banjo player, writing the bridge, and Dave Luther had a chorus. So everyone knows you've been such a good girl. That was the chorus, and that was those are the two songs that were in New Faces. We had a couple of other. We had another top 20 hit called "Baby Get Out," and mm-hmm. it was more of a sort of a rock and rolly sort of number, sort of rockabilly, and. We finished the year with a song called Television Mama, which is another one by John Donoghue, but we sort of breaking up by then and we didn't get the push that probably the other songs got. The other thing about Dave Luther is at one stage he and Kevin and Bernie, who was our drummer in Bulldogs, in Hogsnort, sorry, Dave wrote a song called Life Begins at 40. Which was a big hit, and they called themselves Dave and the Dynamos. Mm-hmm. So that's Dave Luther. So we do that song as well.
Oh, nice.
And that was like a number one hit in New Zealand as well.
Yeah.
And did very well in Europe apparently too.
I mean, a number of those songs that you mentioned are not necessarily novelty songs, but certainly songs with some humour in them. And I think that's, you know, that's something about the good time band thing, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. So we're after having a good time and pushing the boundaries a wee bit in that area. Yeah, so it's great. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, look – I hope you get a good turnout on the 5th. Obviously, the best place to go for tickets would be to go through the Globe's website. That's usually the best way to do things. Can people follow you around the internet and keep track of where you're up to and all that sort of stuff if they want to?
We've got a very very good website, and that's just www.hogsnortbulldogs.co.nz, that's got a lot of videos. We've done quite a lot of videos. Kevin, who's our bass player, is also does a lot of videos, music videos. So we've done quite a few of those over time. And there's a lot of stuff on that website, and YouTube's got a lot of stuff on there as well.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, Neil.
My pleasure, and thanks for having us. And love to see everyone at the Globe. Okay, this next song, one we're going to do now is it's called the San Francisco Bay Blues. It's a song by Jesse Fuller, pretty famous American folk song, really, and it's one that we love to play. I got the blues when my baby left me by the San Francisco Bay. Yes, an ocean liner took us so far away. Didn't mean to treat us so bad. It was the best girl that I ever had. Said goodbye, made me cry. I won't lay down and die. Well, I ain't got a nickel and I ain't got a lousy dime. No, no, if she ever come back, I think I'm gonna lose my mind. If she ever come back to stay, gonna be another brand new day. Walking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. Boy, sitting there on my back porch, wondering which way to go. Woman I'm so crazy about, she don't love me no more. Think I'd take me a freight train, 'cause I'm feeling blue. Ride all the way to the end of the line, thinking only of you. Well, I ain't got a nickel and I ain't got a lousy dime.
If she ever come back, I think I'm gonna lose my mind. If she ever come back to stay, gonna be another brand new day. Walking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. Oh yeah, yeah. Yes, well meanwhile in another city, just about to go insane. I thought I heard my baby, Lord, the way she used to call my name. No, I didn't mean to treat her so bad. It was the best girl that I ever had. Said goodbye, made me cry. I won't lay down and die. Well, I ain't got a nickel, ain't got a lousy dime. Oh, no, no. If she ever come back, I think I'm gonna lose my mind. If she ever come back to stay, gonna be another brand new day. Walking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Walking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. One more time. Walking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay.
You've been listening to another community interview on NPR. Also available on demand at npr.nz. If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.